the International Secret Police.
To Africa to investigate the operations of a syndicate which claims to have located the lost empire of Atlantis, Speed, Clint, and Smiley Preston, who is replacing Barney during his serious illness, have had nothing but trouble since their takeoff from New York. The secret police know that their big, specially built plane is not at fault, since it underwent rigorous tests before it was accepted by the police authority. That leaves the two new members of their crew, the mechanic and the navigator. Neither one of these men is a secret police operator, though both are trusted employees of Chief Riley, head of the secret police. But someone emptied the water tanks just before the takeoff at Bermuda, and this, on top of other mysterious things which have happened to delay their arrival in Africa, turns Clint's suspicions toward his crew. He needs proof of guilt, however, and with this in mind, decides to spend the night in a small English hospital near the spot where their giant plane is resting. We find Clint and Speed and Smiley talking with the mechanic and navigator in their hospital room.
This hospitalization may seem foolish to you, boys, but we must be physically fit when we arrive in Africa. And that long hop without any water whatsoever hasn't done us any good at the cinch.
No, I feel pretty good now.
Sure you do, Mr. Lee. But that's because of that stuff the doctor gave us. He said that we've got to make sure and get a good night's sleep, though, for it to really do us good.
Right, Speed. And now we'll go and get what the doctor ordered, a good night's sleep.
Suits me to a T. Boy, I sure am sleepy.
You're always sleepy, Smiley.
Yeah, but that long time without a drink made me even more tired. Boy, I was so dry, I could have blotted letters.
Yeah, I guess we all could have done that before we landed, Mr. Preston. Well, guess Davis and I'll turn in now. What time do you want to take off tomorrow, Mr. Barlow?
Well, it all depends. I want to make sure that the ship is in perfect order, so Davis will have to have enough time to check it all over.
And don't forget to fill those water tanks. And this time, I'm going to keep my eye on them until we get them in the air. I'm not taking any chances on having that water evaporate mysterious-like again.
You had plenty of water under you, Smiley.
Yeah, salt water. I never want to hear the word salt again.
Well, never mind what you want, Smiley. Let's get back to our room and get some sleep. You sure you and Davis have everything you need, Leeds?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Lee.
Speed. Speed. Wake up.
What is it, Clint?
Get up. Get your clothes on right away. We're going down to the plane.
The plane? But we're not taking off until tomorrow.
Never mind that. Get dressed while I try to wake up Smiley. He sleeps like a log.
I do not. How can anybody sleep if y'all hold a convention in the room?
But Smiley, you awake?
I ain't been asleep, Clint. I knew you had something on your mind all the time. You get that sort of faraway look in your eyes.
Listen then, you two. I haven't said anything about this before because I didn't want Leeds or Davis to suspect anything. And something in your look might have given the whole thing away.
Leeds and Davis? The mechanic and the navigator? But they're in this hospital too, aren't they, Clint?
They should be. But I've got a pretty good hunch that one of them is directly responsible for all the mishaps we've been having on this flight.
You mean he might be aiming to disable the plane during his layover, Clint?
Exactly. And he won't stop at that either. If the Octopus Gang isn't back of the Atlantean Syndicate, as we think, they'll move heaven and earth to kill us off. It's our lives or theirs, Smiley. And we don't want anything to happen to that plane between here and our next stop, Madeira.
But, Clint, whatever happened to us would happen to whoever's trying to stop us from reaching Africa, wouldn't it?
Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. They're so desperate they'd kill themselves if they were sure they'd get us at the same time. Now, are you ready yet?
You bet. I'm all ready.
Me too.
Let's go then. But be careful that no one sees you leave the hospital. Here we are. Better go by way of this window. I want this party at the plane to be a surprise party. For one of the crew, at least.
Gee, listen to the birds, Smiley.
Mm-hmm. Only birds I'm interested in listening for now, boy. Don't think.
Golly, it's hard to believe that either Leeds or Davis might be a killer. They seem like such nice fellas.
Yeah, but when you've been kicked around as long as Clint and me have, Leeds, you learn that things ain't always what they seem, especially people.
Take it easy on the advice, Larry. There's the plane just ahead. If anyone should be around it, I don't want them to hear or see us.
They won't see us if we stay in the shadow of this wall, Clint. So bright it makes the shadows extra black.
Yeah, don't look like anybody's fooling with our ship now, please.
No, not outside, but it's a big ship. Plenty of room inside to work in.
Must be working without lights.
Don't need any with this moon. You could read a newspaper in this light.
You talk like your mind is certain someone is inside that plane, Clint.
But I'm not absolutely sure, of course, but then... Wait a minute. There is someone in that plane.
Yeah?
I just saw a gleam of light. Whoever it is must be working with a flashlight.
Come on, let's get him.
Hold it, Queen. We don't want to risk getting a shot out of the darkness. And remember, we've still got a job to do in Africa.
How do you want to take him? Ease up and surround the plane before he knows where he is?
Yes, I think that's best. And keep your guns handy. But don't shoot unless it's absolutely necessary. If either Leeds or Davis is up to something, I want to question him. He might give us a key to the whole Atlantean problem.
Octopus gangsters don't talk, Clint.
That was when the octopus was alive. Now we're not sure that he is. But come on. Watch your step.
Lead on, boy.
Gee, it's spooky way out here on the Azores. Feel like anything might happen.
Hush your mouth, Speed. Talk about trouble and it comes right along.
There's another flashlight. It's up by the instrument board.
Gosh, let's hurry before he wrecks the instrument.
We're almost there now. Now, Speed, you wait outside the plane. Smiley and I will go in and surprise this fella.
Oh, Clint, let me get a crack at him, too.
Order, Speed, and I haven't time to argue.
Yes, sir.
Besides, he may have an accomplice. Now keep a sharp lookout.
I sure will.
Now, here we are. Stay right here, Speed. I'll let you know if we need help.
Okay.
Huh. The door to the control room is shut.
So I see. Come along.
What in the dickens can he be doing with the instruments?
We'll soon find out. Now get ready. I'm opening the door.
Leeds!
Yes?
Off with your hands, Leeds. We've got you covered.
Hey, what is this?
Well, that's what we came to find out. What are you fooling around the ship for? You're supposed to be resting up in the office.
I might ask you the same question, Smiley.
Huh?
Sure. What are you and Clint doing down here? I wasn't satisfied with the way this Alameda was registering, so I thought I'd work on it tonight. I knew you wanted to take off tomorrow, and I felt too good to stay in the hospital, and since I am the mechanic, you might say I'm tending to my own business.
You mean we're not...
Take it easy, Smiley. Now, don't beat around the bush, Leeds, and keep your hands up.
Listen, Barlow. I don't have to take that sort of talk from you. I'll get sore in a minute.
Get as sore as you want, but do it away from the instrument board. Now, come on, I have a few questions to ask you.
Do you mind if I replace a wire first? After all, you interrupted me in the midst of my work.
Leave the wires alone. Now, the altimeter was working all right when I flew this ship in. It was the water tanks that were wrong, which was very strange. Because Smiley checked on the water just before we took off from Bermuda.
Watch out, Clint. He's got his hand behind the altimeter.
Keep him up, Leeds, and step lightly.
Okay.
Well, what's so funny?
I have to laugh at you, boys. Your profession makes you suspicious of everyone. And I wish you'd take that gun out of my back, Barlow. It's darned uncomfortable.
If you wanted comfort, you should have stayed in the hospital. Now, sit down over there. I want to talk to you.
Sure.
Hey, fellas, can I come in?
Sure, come in.
It was Leeds.
Hello, Speed. Your uncle thinks I'm up to some sort of monkey business. I haven't found out just what yet.
What was he doing, Clint?
Working on the altimeter.
Clint, do you reckon we might be wrong about him? Maybe his story is on the level.
Might be, but he's too cool about the whole thing, Smiley. If he was innocent, he'd be raising Cain.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Gosh, where's the alarm clock?
Alarm clock?
Sure, don't you hear it ticking?
Don't tell me you carry an alarm clock around with you, Barlow.
Hold on. Why are you edging away, Leeds?
I'm not. I Just want to go outside if you boys are going to talk all night.
Gosh almighty, Clint. Looks like he's outsmarted us. Whatever he's up to, we can't prove nothing on him.
Except an alarm clock. Of course, it might be a bomb.
Bomb! Clint!
That's why he was up the instrument board, setting a bomb.
Hey, get me. He's getting away.
Let go,
wait,
you
let go.
You can hear him.
Let go.
He's gone away.
Clint's gone after the bomb.
We got to get out of here before that bomb goes off.
Clint, come out. We haven't a chance. It's a time bomb.